made a lot of big saves kind of midway through the game to keep the team in it. What did you see out there tonight?
I think those are the saves you have to make to win games. I mean, as a goaltender, you got to step it up. I mean, our team played great in front of me tonight. We only surrendered, 20-something shots. 23 shots. And for us to go out there and do that, it's a big thing for our team. And we went out there and we played hard and we got rewarded for our chances. And got to keep building and get better from that.
With Hellebuck up with the Jets, you kind of go in expecting to play a large portion of the games here?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's always up to Keith. I have to keep playing and earning my ice time. I mean, if I have a couple unlucky games, it's going to probably go the other way. So I got to earn my ice time and go out there and just play as hard as I can and try and learn every single day I get on the ice.
One really interesting thing that Keith said to me a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed him one-on-one was that one thing that he sees in you that's both a great thing and maybe potentially a bad thing is your level of preparation. He said you're so intense preparing for these games. I shouldn't say it's a bad thing, but just he wondered if you could keep up that intense focus for an entire season given that you're a rookie.
I mean, it's definitely, I like to focus. I mean, a lot of goalies have. Look at Patrick Waugh and all these goalies in the NHL. They focus really hard. And for myself, I'm used to playing heavy work, but I've been in the Western Hockey League a lot. I'm used to playing 3-on-3s, back-to-backs, close, used to getting in at 7 in the morning and playing that night. I mean, playing the Western Hockey League was a big thing for me, and I was very fortunate to be able to get used to that workload and climatize and go on from there.